On today's episode of Ball Talk, we're talking football with NFL divisional predictions and SEC predictions. We also run through the rumor mill in college basketball recruiting. Let's ball. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. The game, if it ain't saying nothing. We're back.
Hello, Drew.
It worked.
Thank goodness.
I'm so proud.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
We are here to discuss a little football. American football, though.
Round ball season has come to an end.
Unfortunately. It's oblong season.
It's time for a little football. Fall camp started. Training camp started.
People love not going to camp. It's their favorite.
I'm going to handle the NFC. Trevor, you get the loaded AFC.
Stacked. Completely stacked.
I guess we can go
just go by
one division. One division each.
Yeah. You start out with the North, and I'll do my North or whatever.
Okay.
Whichever one you want to start with.
Okay, I can go with the North first.
Okay.
So the NFC North, I've got the Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings, led by Captain Kirk.
Skull.
Finishing a strong 11-5, winning the division pretty easily, actually, I think. Well,
yeah.
Somewhat easily. I think their over-under is like 9 or 9.5, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I've definitely got them hitting over.
You see where Diggs just signed like another five-year deal. So they got Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Kirk.
Yep, Dalvin Cook will be back.
All locked up.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook will be back. That's huge.
Yeah, with him last year, I think they probably would have made the Super Bowl. It's a little hot take, but
I mean they're a good team.
Yeah,
not really.
Their running backs were so bad that you can't.
Yeah, they ran the ball like.
All the time.
40, 50 times a game and only average 3 yards a carry, which is all you need. Feel free.
Their running backs are awful, though, besides Dalvin.
If you average 3 yards a carry, you get a first down every play. If you run the ball every play.
Every play? You mean every possession? Every four downs?
Yeah.
Just run the ball four straight downs.
Yeah. First down every time. Can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Second, you got the Packers. That's, of course, if Aaron Rodgers is just healthy still.
Where did Jordy Nelson go?
The Seahawks?
Oh, let me look it up. Keep going.
I don't know. Yeah, they lost him, but, I mean, you got the best quarterback in the game.
Oh, he's on the Raiders.
Raiders. Oh, they're going to be bad.
Yeah. Not good.
They're going to be bad. But, yeah, I think Packers. I got them about 9-7. So I think they'll be under. I think their win total is about 10.
Yeah. So you got them as like the wild card, I guess.
No, Packers missed the playoffs.
No.
Yeah, Packers missed the playoffs
with 10 wins.
9 wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're over under 10, I think.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you said you got them at 10.
No. Lions finishing third, 7-9. You know, all they really got is Matt Stafford. I don't see Patricia coming in and making that big of a change. And then, last but not least, well, they are the least, the Chicago Bears. I'll give them 6-10. That might be a little generous.
Kevin White's rookie year is coming up, though.
It's a contract year. But we'll see how Trubisky does. I don't know. So, 6-10. So, that out of that division, I only have one playoff team. Which is surprising that division's usually pretty strong, but Vikings lone playoff team from that division. All right, you got the North.
All right, the AFC North. It's the Steelers. Got them at number one. I mean, my goodness, they got probably the best receiver and probably the best running back out there. I mean, if only Big Ben doesn't have to get on the walking boot. They should be all right, honestly.
Pretty good team.
Yeah. I mean, the North's not looking the best this year.
Which is also surprising.
Yeah. And number two, this is going to be a little odd, but I got the Browns. I got them.
No way.
Yes. They have so much athleticism. If they could just learn how to play football, it'd be okay. They're like an AAU team that doesn't really know how to play basketball. They're just like really tall and athletic, and they maybe sometimes win.
They're airport team. you see them in the airport. You see them in the airport. You don't want to play them.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they sign Dez, I mean, Tyrod's going to have some good receivers to throw to.
Yeah, and hopefully Tyrod stays. I don't really want to see Baker year one, but he was first pick, so they'll probably give him a shot.
Yeah.
And number three, I got the Baltimore Ravens with Joe Flacco, who needs to be on the bench.
Does he lose his job this year?
If he loses a job, I'll push them up over the Browns. So I think Lamar was much better fit for them. I mean, Flacco doesn't bring that much to the table besides getting pass interferences.
I mean, it's not going to be week one.
No.
But
eventually, if he starts throwing like two or three picks in a game or like back to back, I think they're going to give Lamar a shot, or at least like in the second half of a game.
Yeah.
And then number four, Cincinnati Bengals.
It's going to be a rough one.
Because, oh boy.
It's going to be a rough one. It's going to be a rough one.
Andy Dalton can't lead your team. I'm sorry. Redheaded quarterbacks aren't very good.
What was the quote that – is either the Bengals owner or GM something about Marvin Lewis just being that reliable girlfriend, you know, you can always go to, or like – something like that, and just knowing that he's always there and always well, that's the problem. You need to change something.
yeah. It's like it's kind of like the Jeff Fisher way. Like
weren't they gonna let him walk? Like he was gonna retire or whatever, or resign, and then like
yeah, they're like, no, we still want you.
Yeah,
it doesn't really make sense, but whatever floats your boat, Cincy. But, yeah, I got, for the playoffs, I got the Steelers, and I got the Browns as a wild card. Because I was just going through the other, and I really don't see very many teams being playoff teams unless somebody surprises me. So,
I think you're leaving out some very important teams, but we'll see. I think the Browns over-under is about 4, so you're going way over with this.
Oh, yeah.
Like 9. Oh my gosh! There's no way they win 8 games.
I'm calling it. I'm just feeling it this year.
I would bet every single amount of money that's ever touched my hand that the Browns don't win 8 games this year.
You want to make a bet on that?
Yes.
All right, $5. Five bucks. That's all the money I have. We're poor.
Yeah, I might scrape up $5. We'll see.
You're gonna need couch cushions.
Let's go east. Or south? Yeah, let's go. No, let's go south.
Okay.
NFC South, very tough division. Let's see. I'll start off with the Saints, finishing 12-4.
Ooh.
Number one overall seed in the NFC.
Ooh.
I think this is the year. This could be a Super Bowl year for them. They're really doubling down on it with the roster, especially picking up Davenport with their first round pick.
Yeah.
They're really just – they think they're a player away, so
I mean,
we'll see.
Didn't they have the, like, rookie of the year offense and defenses?
Yeah.
Like Kamara and Lattimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're stacked.
Another year better for them, too.
Let's go number two, Falcons. Oh, yeah, Saints, they'll hit the over for sure. I think their over-under is like 9.5.
Yeah.
So, Falcons, I think their over-under is 9. They'll finish 10-6.
The home team coming strong for you.
Calvin Ridley, the guy I wanted the Cowboys to take, didn't happen. Went to my worst nightmare, the Falcons. Falcons will make the playoffs.
You are a fan of the Falcons now, correct?
I'm not a fan of the Falcons. Ooh. Let the record show. There's too many weapons for Ryan. Even though he's a B quarterback in this league, the guys he's throwing to, he has three guys that could be ones on any team in the league.
Yeah. Wait, so, who's the third?
I think Ridley, I think Sanu, and I think Julio.
Oh, Sanu. I wouldn't say a one. Sanu's a two.
I think Sanu's a one for the Cowboys. I think Sanu's
okay,
a one
for the Cowboys. Yeah,
I think he's a one for pretty much any team.
Who's the Cowboys now? One, Cole Beasley.
Probably Allen Hurns.
Ooh,
maybe.
Not too bad.
I'd take him as my one. But I mean, Falcons and Vikings are two of the best. Two of the best receiving corps. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Number three, I got the Panthers taking a step back. Probably 8-8-ish. They're just always so unpredictable. One year they're 11-5. Next year they're 5-11.
I mean, it just depends on if Cam like plays football this year, basically.
Yeah. So you can't really tell with that team.
Yeah, and I just saw their number one O lineman got hurt during the camp. Really? So Cam might be getting sacked another 20 times this year.
Yeah. And then rounding out, Tampa Bay, 5-11. Hard under. This roster is actually pretty good.
Yeah, their roster is really good.
James, but that division is so tough.
Yeah.
What, James spending 3 or 4 games? 3 games?
Four, I think. Yeah.
So.
Who's their backup? I'm about to look it up.
Chase Daniel.
Ooh.
No, I just made that up.
Hold on, I'm looking up.
Maybe it's Jeff Garcia. Maybe he's back.
No, it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Solid.
Yeah. He's solid. Yeah. Not the worst backup you can have.
Still under. Tough to swallow. 5-11. And then I've got two playoff teams from that division. Like I said, Saints, number one overall seed, probably.
Yeah.
And then Falcons, I got them in as a wild card. So
the Souths are basically the best two divisions in football, the AFC and NFC.
I still got one more that I think is just as good.
Okay. All right. Now, kick it over to the AFC. In the AFC South, I have at number one, Houston Texans.
Of course.
I mean, Deshaun Watson was basically a god last year before he got hurt. And their defense is still good if J.J. Watt is alive. Even if not, they're still
one of the top five defense. That important.
Yeah.
He's not an important player.
He's a role player on that D.
They don't need him at all.
No. He's only there for the fans.
He's Houston strong.
Yeah. Hashtag. Then at number two.
I can already tell I'm going to get very mad right now.
Oh, you're not going to like this.
I'm going to be so triggered.
I have the team out of Nashville, Tennessee.
This is awful. Titans. This is the worst.
I got them just handing the ball off, pulling the old Nick Saban, handing the ball off to Derrick Henry 45 times a game, taking it to the house.
This is terrible. I'm more confident in the Titans finishing last in this division.
Last than
I am the Browns winning 8 games.
Okay. Whatever, man.
Go on.
Then Marcus Mariota, possible MVP. I'm just kidding. That one was for Bird. I don't actually believe he's MVP.
I'm so triggered.
You're gonna be triggered again at number three.
I know.
At number three, I got jagging off.
This is awful.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is awful.
Defense wins championships, but also brings you to third place in the AFC South.
Defense isn't important.
It wins championships. Just ask Ray Lewis.
It doesn't win anymore. Do you know how many points the Eagles gave up and still won?
A lot. Like 45. 50. Then at number four, I have probably the Indianapolis Colts.
Probably a team that can win the division at number four.
Drew's Super Bowl team, basically.
I definitely think they're in the playoffs.
I don't see it.
They have a top five quarterback in the league.
Yeah. And like not a top five player in any other position.
They have a top five quarterback in the league.
Yes.
He's carried that team. Anytime, every season he started, he's won at least 11 games.
I agree, but he may not be able to throw football. So I can adjust my rankings before the season starts. Let the record show.
Okay. I do think.
I mean,
I think Colts or Jags get that last spot, that last wild card spot. I think Colts or Jags get it.
It's definitely going to be someone in this conference.
Yes, I think there's two. Can they win two?
Can they get two wild cards in the same? I guess they could.
They can, but
I don't know if the schedules would match up. Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to spoil the rest of your predictions, but I don't think they would get two. I think they.
No, I don't. I don't think. I don't think they would either. But I was just wondering in general.
Yeah, I think. I think the West has the two definite teams. I think.
Okay. I got the Texans in the playoffs, of course, and the Titans.
Okay, whatever.
So those my two wild card teams are the Titans and Browns. It's probably not looking good for me, but.
Two teams that will probably finish last in their divisions.
I'm just going out on a limb.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't really have. I mean, I'll give you that. I don't really have a team that.
There's not. I was just going through, and I was just like, there's not that many teams where I could.
Let's see. I mean, yeah, I don't really have a team. Saints, they're over. They're at 9.5. I have them at 12. But other than that, I don't really have any huge
upsets or
jumps. Yeah, so I'll give you that.
All right. You go ahead with the.
Are we going east or west?
West.
All right. So let's go west.
Yeah.
Number one. Whew, this is a tough one.
Please, please be happy. Come on.
I think.
Bring it to me.
Both of. So we got two teams. I think they both finished with the same record. I think one of them wins the tiebreaker and the other one doesn't make the playoffs.
Ooh.
But because of the whole 10-6, I got a lot of teams finishing 10-6.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Niners. I think the Niners win this division.
Come on.
I think they sneak in as the last divisional winner with that 4 seed.
But Jimmy G dates porn stars. He can't play football. And have sex.
I think Jimmy G and Shanahan are better than Goff and McVay. That is the only reason I'm picking the Niners to win this division.
The Rams are dead. I wasn't even worried about the Rams.
Well, this division's so bad that I think the Rams will still win a lot of games.
Yeah.
But their schedule's brutal. The Rams, the Panthers, and I think the Cardinals, maybe not the Cardinals. Maybe the Eagles all have like brutal schedules. So,
yeah.
I think the Niners take a huge step, make the playoffs. Rams, obviously, at two, they have way too much talent. Not to at least finish over 500.
Don't put my team last, please.
I don't want to, but I have to. Seahawks at three.
Don't.
Seahawks finished 7-9.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
they're done.
They're not getting any better. Pete Carroll's going to be gone soon.
Is he going to go back to college?
I think he retires. He's
he is older than he looks.
70, yeah. 73, isn't he? 72.
Damn, man. He looks like he's like 55.
Or maybe he's not in his 70s yet. But I think he's pretty old. I think Russell Wilson wins 7 games for them. But they're over-unders 9, so I guess that's 2 games under what I think.
Pete, 66.
66. Well, I was way off.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't think that looking at him.
Yeah, I know. He looks like he's 55, but then you're like, dang.
Well, he's the same age as Saban, 66? Or is he like 67? Saban's
70, I think.
I think Saban's still in his 60s.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're the same age, 66.
Yeah. But he, I think Carroll looks 5 years younger.
Yeah.
But Saban looks pretty good for his age, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, Seahawks 7-9, Russell Wilson, I think, very, very tier one elite quarterback, wins enough games. And that leaves the Cardinals at 6-10. I would not be surprised if they win 7 games or even finish 8-8, because I think they got a good coach. They got a good quarterback now.
He'll be hurt within 4 games.
Well, I mean, even if Bradford goes down, you got Rosen. So,
yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, which one's going to get hurt? It's Bradford.
Bradford.
Yeah. I mean, I think Rosen can win right away. I think he's the most ready. So,
yeah. I was really mad on draft night about Rosen, but
this is a tricky division just because
they're all good.
They're all good. You don't really know what to expect. And I mean, I could see the Seahawks finishing last in this division, but
yeah,
I'm going to go Cardinals 6-10.
Nice. So who do you got making the playoffs? Oh, never mind.
Just one team, just the Niners.
Okay.
Just the Niners.
All right. Now I got the AFC West number one.
I think this is an easy division. So don't trigger me.
I'll probably trigger you. I don't really know what your stance is, but I might trigger you. Number one, I got the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, I don't love it, but I'm probably gonna flip your 1 and 2.
Maybe. I doubt it. No, I don't think.
If you put the Raiders at 2,
oh boy!
All right, go on, Chiefs.
Do I have something to tell you?
Go on, Chiefs.
The Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs. All they're missing is really. A really good quarterback. And I think Mahomes is 100 times better than Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
Alex Smith's pretty good.
Yeah. Last year was Alex Smith's like first year. He's like, oh, damn, he's actually pretty good. But I think Mahomes is a lot better, like throwing the ball wise. Maybe not decision wise, but passing wise.
It is a myth that he does not throw the ball down the field. Yeah. Alex Smith, it was pretty last year. Yeah. Go on, though. I'm fine with this.
And then I got.
I'm going to be very mad about this.
I have the Oakland Raiders.
This is awful. I think the Raiders finished dead last.
I just got the rest of the three teams. Just I don't see anything.
I'm triggered.
I don't see.
Do you realize the Los Angeles Chargers finished 9-7 last year with that schedule?
Yeah, I do.
And they started out like 2-6, didn't they? Didn't they win like?
Yeah,
7 of their last 8.
And you do realize Philip Rivers is about to croak on the field.
Yeah, but they have Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, two elite pass rushers, and a great running back. That's all you need.
Okay. I think they win the division. I got them 4.
Oh, you're bad wrong. I'm triggered. This might be worse than the Colts.
And number 3, I got. Oh, never mind. Go back to the Raiders.
Raiders.
I think Gruden is going to absolutely stink.
Yeah, I think I'm just too
awful.
I'm too set in my ways that John Gruden's not gonna work. So that's why I think that
I don't really think he's going to work either. But I think, I mean, they have a lot of talent. So
yeah, Carr's good.
Yeah, and then 3 Broncos is Case Keenum elite.
I think they surprised some people this year.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't think they're a playoff team.
Almost put them I don't have anybody in this besides the Chiefs making it. But I almost had them above the Raiders, so I was like, I mean, their defense is pretty good. I mean, if Case Keenum plays like he did last year with the Vikings, I mean they should they should be pretty good. And then at number 4,
the Chargers. Best team in the division.
The San Diego, just kidding, LA Chargers at 4 to round out the AFC West.
Pretty triggered. So you just have one. Yeah,
I just have one out there.
Okay. I mean, I'm very, very partial to the Chargers.
I mean, I had like the Chiefs winning like 13 games.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs. I think I'll have them both winning like 11 and
all the number five. All the number one teams I have, I see them at least getting like 11 or 12 games.
Yeah,
easily.
I think they're the
top four. Whichever teams team doesn't automatic to me.
Yeah, whichever team doesn't win that division, I think finishes first in the wild card. I think that division gets two teams.
It could, yeah. Instead of the North.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going east.
I just wanted to trigger everyone about the Browns.
Yeah, I'm really triggered about the Chargers and the Colts. But, okay, let's go east.
Yeah.
Obviously, pretty good division, I'd say. Super Bowl champions came from this division last year. So, we'll go ahead and put the Eagles over under 10.5. I think they'll hit the over, 11.5. Too much talent.
A lot of talent. And they got better.
And I thought their coaching staff was bad. And it's not that bad, I guess. So, but I'm not going to talk about the Eagles. I want to talk about the number two team, which I think will secure that last wild card spot, the Dallas Cowboys. We got rid of cancer. This offseason, Dez Bryant no longer on the team. Ezekiel Elliott, second best running back in football.
Who's the first for you? Le'Veon?
I guess you'd have Le'Veon, even though I think Ezekiel's more valuable to the team than Bell is to the Steelers. Still got a really good offensive line. Not number one like it used to be, but still a top five offensive line. Defensive line's looking good. Randy Gregory's back. If we can keep him on the field, him and Tank will be great. You know, hopefully the secondary plays as well as they did last year. Yeah. At least the young guys.
If y'all just had like one like star guy out there.
Yeah, which I mean, they could trade for Earl Thomas. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think you unload all your young guys for him, since he's going to be a free agent after this year anyway.
And wasn't he like contemplating retirement?
Yeah.
I think he was at some point. I mean, I don't know if that was a long time ago. But
yeah, I think he's
all the hits he's taken.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cam Chancellor retired too.
Yeah.
This year, so. Cowboys number two, barely hitting the over. Third. I got the New York Football Giants.
Ooh.
I think, what, they won two games last year? I think. I got them finishing 8-8.
Ooh.
Very good team. If injuries don't happen to that team last year, they could have finished 8-8 too. So.
Saquon Barkley.
And now you have a superstar running back. To put up with an aging quarterback that will carry Eli to another 8-8 year.
I'm glad they finally have a running back. I get so mad in fantasy because every time you try to pick up a Giants running back, they get like 20 yards.
Well, and now they got a really good coach too. So
who's their coach now?
The Eagles offense coordinator. And then the Redskins, I've got them finishing last. Good team, but new coach, right? I think Alex Smith.
Yeah.
We'll see if it works. But I got them finishing last. So I got two playoff teams, Eagles and Cowboys, in this division.
Okay. Now I got the very, very good.
Oh, yeah. We definitely should not have left this last one for you.
AFC East. At number one, you have the Buffalo. I'm just kidding. the Patriots, of course.
The Miami Dolphins.
Well, I mean, you got the Patriots at number one. I mean, this conference just is atrocious. It's
so sad.
It's sad to see where it's gone. But nothing really to say about the Patriots. I mean, they're going to win 12 games. It doesn't matter who they throw out there on the field.
And then, yeah, because they have 6 automatic wins.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah, and then at number two, I mean, 2, 3, and 4, I could honestly just basically just put these teams anywhere because I don't see any of them as a threat to anyone.
All three are losing record teams.
And number two, I just got the Dolphins.
That's fine.
I'm fine with it. I like the city of Miami. Like, that's why I put them at two. Three, I got the Jets. I mean, don't know who they're throwing out at quarterback, but they just signed Darnold.
Maybe could be a sleeper playoff team. Could be a sleeper.
That's a hibernating.
It could be a sleeper. You never know.
And then the four, I got the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I think they're in for a long one.
Yeah. I heard somewhere, I had some sources that said that Josh Allen is going to start for some weird reason. And they're not going to start AJ. It made zero sense to me. But then Shady McCoy might not play because he could be in jail. But
I don't see Allen starting. That's, I mean, you feel for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Not really. I mean, you're first like a top 10 playoffs, pick.
First year in the playoffs. In what, 20 years probably? Well, however long it was, I don't know.
Long time.
Since the 80s, maybe, I don't know. But, or 90s, not 80s, 90s. They had the Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
And now they're just going to be back in the basement.
Yeah.
All right.
I got one more thing for you. I go to something else about the NFL. ESPN, there. I turned on TV the other day. They were talking about like Kirk Cousins. They were saying he has signed like a 4-year, $84 million like guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "How is he going to deal with all of this pressure?" Which made zero sense to me, considering he is under zero pressure because he has $84 million guaranteed instead of playing on a franchise tag when he's playing for money and now he's just paid and can do whatever he wants. I just want to say that ESPN was dumb for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of – he's kind of under pressure as far as, like, Super Bowl or bust with this team, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's under pressure maybe from, like, the team to perform, but, like, himself, he's like, oh, if I don't play good, like, I still got $84 million.
I think Darnold's contract was fully guaranteed, too. Just signed to
– I think it was, like, a or whatever. 4-year, like, 30-something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was, like, huge numbers, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure his was fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay. So did I trigger you? I guess with just the Cardinals.
Just the Cardinals because I'm just delusional. I just became a fan one day, and now I'm delusional about it. So, yeah.
I mean, I'll give them maybe another win. Maybe they finish 7-9.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We got rid of Tyran, so I'm not too happy.
Yeah, not a good look.
Nope.
But then you have Chandler Jones, so.
Yeah, true. Very true. That video was astounding.
He's. I don't think anybody wants to stand in front of him and try to block him now.
Oh, no. There, that video about, I'll pass.
All right. So you want to move on to SEC?
Yeah.
College football.
It's back, almost.
It's a great time.
Big SEC boys here.
So, let's see. I mean, is there any debate on who's going to finish one in both sides?
Not in the West. Maybe the East, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
I imagine if we have the same two teams.
Yeah. So I'll let you go. You want to go through the West, and then
I think we can just both go through the West and both go through the East.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, number one, I think we both have this one. The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Nick Saban's the GOAT.
That's all you have to say.
It doesn't matter who you throw out there at quarterback. It's going to be a national championship regardless. So,
it's going to be hard. Let's see. As far as money line goes, I don't think you bet. You don't bet Alabama.
You never bet Alabama.
Because their over-under is like 11 wins, so they would have to run the table.
Yeah.
For you to make anything.
And it's more likely they're going to lose one game, like randomly, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Then win out.
Very easy schedule this year as well.
Yes. Tough time to have tickets.
Very easy schedule.
RIP to me. Who you got to?
Number two. I have the... Well, I'll go with Auburn. I think them and Mississippi State finish with the same record.
Ooh.
And I guess the winner will get that 2 spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I both got them 9-3. So Auburn's schedule's brutal.
Yeah.
They're probably better than a 9-win team, but the schedule's really, really tough.
Who's their first game? Isn't it someone?
Washington.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they probably win that game, but, like,
still.
Still a really tough schedule.
Yeah.
Going to Alabama. Will they play at Georgia? Or do they play Georgia at home? I think
at Georgia.
Maybe, yeah. Either way. So
I got them at 2 as well. I mean, they beat Alabama last year, and it's basically the same team. And Stidham's coming back, quarterback. So,
yeah, interesting to see who's going to be their running back, but still going to have a good defense. So
they'll rely on that for sure. But at 3, I have LSU.
Oh man.
Like Coach O's gonna get it done, man.
I'm pretty triggered. I think LSU could finish last.
Oh,
I think
no.
This is Coach O's last year.
I just have them randomly winning games, which will get them through. Like, not a good talented team. They're just gonna be a team that just kind of like Arkansas usually is. Just they could win every game.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like that. But I think they're actually gonna do it.
Yeah, Arkansas's got an incredibly easy schedule this year. They're going to win 6 games, and you're not going to know how they won 6 games.
Yeah.
But
Arkansas, they're just going to be the team that gives everyone a fight, and if they can pull it out at the end, they can be up there.
Yeah. So what? So LSU's over under 7. You're going over.
Yeah.
I'm going under. I think they finished 6-6. So I've got them at 5 or 6.
Who do you have at 3? Oh, State. Yeah.
3, yeah, I got State.
People love Fitzgerald.
Great coach. Great quarterback. And very good defense. I mean, watching the Alabama game last year when they played them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at, like, when they're, like, showing their starting lineup, and, like, everybody on defense is, like, sophomore, junior, and they're all coming back.
Yeah.
And now you got to. I mean, you lose a great coach, but now you got a really good coach coming in too. So
yeah. Oh, that was a rough game for me. I was at a wedding. It was a rough time. Yeah, I was watching on a phone.
Their over under is 8.5. I'm going over. So
okay. All right. You got okay. 4.
So 4. Well, okay. I'll go 4. I got A&M. Good team. Good coach. Good quarterback.
Boom.
7-5. Hardest schedule, I want to say, I know they have a top 5. I want to say it's the most difficult schedule in college football this year, I want to say. They play Clemson, I think, and just a lot of tough games. So 7-5, could say I'm 6-5, or 6-6, just because of how hard their schedule is. So I think they can afford, like, it. I think 5 or 6 of their games are going to be top 25 games. So
yeah, I also have them before.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Jimbo's going to get them boys right. And at 5, I have Mississippi State.
Okay. I'll take it. So, I mean, they 6-6 or 7-5?
7-5. I mean, they're always a team that start out hot and then they just.
I know. I'm scared.
Do the same thing every year. Like, they start out like. Top 5, they like make it all the way up to top 5, then they lose like 4 straight every year.
When you see Mississippi State 8.5, you're thinking, don't be a sucker, bet the under.
Yeah.
But I think this is the year, you know.
It could be. They proved me wrong.
Well, what didn't Sumlin came in his first year at A&M and won 9-10 games, so maybe Morehead
but
can
he
do
also
the same
had Johnny, he also had Johnny Manziel.
Well, I mean, Fitzgerald, yeah. Fitzgerald, can, yeah. He's no Manziel.
He's no Manziel.
But he can play.
Yeah.
So 6, I got Arkansas. Arkansas or LSU, whoever wins that last game of the year.
Yeah.
Or whoever loses will be 6, whoever wins will be 5. But both finishing 6-6. They have a really easy schedule, so they're going to finish 6-6 pretty easily.
I agree. I have them there as well. And then
awesome.
Then for seven, I mean, you just got Ole Miss.
Oh, it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah. They're done.
Now, if
they had a few years where they had a little bit of hype.
But if their wideouts would have all transferred, I don't know if they win a game.
Oh no,
or at least not in conference schedule for sure.
No, they wouldn't beat anyone in the West.
But as talented as they are at receiver, they maybe 5-7, mm-hmm. maybe okay. 4-8.
Patterson is playing this year at Michigan, isn't he?
Yeah, okay. I think he got it waived or whatever. Like that.
Yeah.
Which I think saves Harbaugh. I mean, not that it saves his job, but definitely doesn't.
They've always said he'd be good if he had a quarterback. Now he's got a quarterback, so we'll see what he can do now.
Okay, let's go east.
Number one, I think we both had the same team.
Yep.
The Bulldogs.
Yep.
Of Georgia. I mean, national championship last year, losing some running backs.
There's some hungry dogs.
Still got quarterback, defense good, lost Roquan Smith, but
recruit very well.
Yeah.
I wonder how.
Georgia's going to be back, maybe. Forever.
Yeah. 11-1 or 12-0? What are you saying?
11-1.
I think 11-1. I think, yeah.
Then they're going to lose in the SEC championship.
Okay. Number two. I've got a little bit of a surprise. I don't want to put them here.
I don't want to put number two here.
Okay. Florida. I've got Florida.
Yeah.
But I think it could go either way with them and SC.
Yeah.
But I've long been on the squatting on the take that Dan Mullen's the second best coach in the SEC.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna stand by that until he's not coaching in the SEC anymore.
Which will probably be soon.
So
saw the other day where five Florida players were arrested.
Well, that just means they're back. So
yeah, that means they're back.
I think Mullen finishes 8-4, and yeah, I'm squatting on the Dan Mullen second best coach in the SEC. All
right. So who you got at three?
South Carolina.
Ooh.
They just keep surprising people. I think they finished 8-4 last year, and they were predicted to win like 5 games.
Yeah.
Like, people just keep doubting what Muschamp's doing. He's doing a pretty good job up there. So,
the doubters.
I'll say 8-4, I think. They just keep winning.
I'll switch that around, but.
Okay. Well, who do you got at three? You got Florida at two, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, at three, okay. I have Tennessee.
Oh, man.
They're eventually going to get some wins. This has got to be the year.
Well, they lost all their recruits. Except they have that guy from Last Chance U.
Oh, yeah.
They have some defensive lineman coming. Just watched it. I think Arkansas has the running back coming.
The new season?
Yeah, the new one.
I don't think I finished the last.
Oh, yeah, I just finished it. Oh, yeah, no, this is... This is like the school out
like
in
Kansas or something like that.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, it's not.
I saw somebody on Twitter talking about the coach.
He was like crazy.
Yeah. Okay,
but yeah, they had a guy go to Tennessee, defensive lineman.
Nice. All right, who you got it for?
Four. I got Missouri because I think they have a. Man, I'll go top three, maybe top four quarterback in the league. So I think
Drew Locke still?
Drew, yeah, or whatever his name is. It's his last year, I think. So I think their over-under is like 7.5. So I still got him hitting the under, but he's going to – they'll be bowling.
I have four.
Wait, how many teams? So I have.
There's 7 teams.
Go ahead with your four.
At number four, I have.
Oh, I was talking about
the Kentucky Wildcats. Just because I like Kentucky and I want them to do good. Eventually, they're going to be good.
I like Stoops. Yeah. I like him.
He's the best Stoops.
But
throwing that out there.
I'll never think they can win.
I mean, I'm not saying they're winning. I'm saying it's like 7-5, 6-6.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's not like they're winning 10 games.
Okay, so, well, it looks like we're both going to have the same team at the bottom of this. So we'll go with number 5. I got Tennessee. Mm-hmm. 5-7. I think it's a losing record. But they're hungry. Yeah. Everybody's doubting them this year, so maybe they'll show up. We'll see. But
at 5.
But as far as talent wise, they don't have what they used to have.
At 5, I have Missouri because they need just to get out of the SEC, go back to the Big 10, Big 12, whatever it's called these days. They don't belong.
Big 12. Yeah, you know, that was the story at first, and they won.
And they won with Chase Daniel.
Two of the first three. They won two of the first three SEC East titles.
To be
titles,
fair, the East was so bad then. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, but they won. So, okay, so you got 5-6. I got Kentucky. Kentucky and Tennessee both finished 5-7. You know, I don't know what to say. You feel for them. It's almost basketball season, Kentucky. Yeah.
The blue looks good on them, though. I like their jerseys.
You see where DJ Jeffries decommitted from Kentucky?
Yeah, you already know where he's going, though.
Memphis.
Yeah. Everybody's going to Memphis. Yeah. It's hip.
I'm pretty mad about it.
And then at 6, I got South Carolina.
Oh, man.
Did you want me to put him 7? That's the only shot I had.
I know. I'm a believer, though. I think Muschamp's got them boys ready.
Ready to lose 8 games, I think. And then,
4-8. Yeah.
I'll give them 5-7.
That means they're only winning like one conference game.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know they play Vandy.
I got them Vandy boys winning.
I got them winning 0 conference games.
No, I'm just kidding. I got
they don't win.
They never win conference games. Anchor down, baby.
They did beat Kansas State last year, though. True. People forget 3-0.
Kansas State's coach needs to just retire, man. Every time I see him,
is he still there? Yes. I guess he's still there. He's like 85.
Yeah. He's going to be like Joe Pa. He's just going to coach from upstairs.
Okay, so I guess they'll finish 4-8. I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares? I think Derek Mason's probably done. So.
I mean, I like Derek Mason, but he needs a better program. Like you just can't recruit there, really.
It takes a certain beast to try to win at Vandy.
Like they've never won.
Like, oh my gosh, what is his name? James Franklin. Yeah. Like he was somebody that was perfect for that kind of place. So he just like went out and worked his tail off to recruit. So, we have
them at number 7.
I've got 4 East teams making a bowl and 6 West teams making a bowl. And I guess you've got
5.
You've got 5 East and 5 East and 6 West?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think you jumped Tennessee and Kentucky in and South Carolina out. And then and then West we had the same.
Everybody went with us.
Okay. So not a huge difference.
No, not really.
Yeah. I think the West is definitely better.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but the East is coming, man. Yeah. The East is coming.
They're finally on their way back.
All right. Well, I mean, this was fun to get back. Yeah. Get back, talk a little football.
Finally back on the ground.
College basketball starts soon. We'll get to talk about that. I'm very excited. Very, very excited. AAU circuit just ended for a lot of the guys. Peach Jam was 2 weeks ago. Things are looking good, even for Alabama. I was pretty worried that recruiting was going to take a tumble.
We're doing good.
But Avery's out every day, pretty much.
He tweets his picture of his shoes. I know he's recruiting. That's how I know. He just tweets his shoes. He's like, recruiting shoes. I'm like, all right. Thanks, coach. Have a good day.
It's always the best. It's always the best. Not to spoil anything, I've heard through a source Kyra Lewis, coveted point guard out of the Hazel Green High School.
This is breaking news.
Is trying to reclassify, graduate in December, and enroll in January. Now that's just a report. We'll see if it comes. But I'm told that Watford is not
coming.
Watford isn't a player that's going to sway Kyra in where he wants to go to school.
Ooh, that's good.
If that's fair.
That's good.
So even if Watford goes to Memphis, I don't think that should worry Tide fans about Lewis. Mm-hmm. And that's my news for the day.
Ooh, I just want to give a shout out to our boy LeBron for opening that school.
LA Bron.
Opening that school. LA Did Bron. You read what all of it, like what it does, like what they give away and stuff?
I'm sure it's like insane.
Yeah, like they give everyone like breakfast, lunch, and snacks. They give everyone a bike. They give like parents get like job placement. Everything school's free. They get college tuition free.
Yeah. Are we sure this isn't going to be a Scott's Tots kind of thing?
I think LeBron's got enough money to cover it, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely Yeah, that's definitely LeBron, definitely really good. So what
LeBron could do one commercial and pay for everyone's tuition.
So what is like the selection? Like, did people apply to get to the school, or did he just pick 120 third graders, 124th graders?
I'm not sure. I imagine he went to like underprivileged schools and stuff, like people who it said something like the school's gonna like go longer through the year, and it's gonna like last longer. To keep the kids like, out of the streets and stuff.
Yeah, I bet like schools like
you gonna get that
like recommended. Oh yeah, no, I'm not. If you still have a landline, you're not gonna answer.
Very sure.
I bet schools recommended like which kids.
Yeah, probably. They probably picked like five or ten out of each of people's classrooms, like people that need most help.
Yeah, that's probably what to do. But yeah, LA Bron, it's looking good. Things are looking good.
Ooh, in LA. Those jerseys. Oh, boy. Bringing back some throwbacks.
Take me back to Showtime. Yeah. Take me back to Showtime, baby.
I've been
Kyle Kuzma's voiceover.
I've been down on the jersey. I've been down on the Lakers, but those jerseys got me. I might have to bump them up a few spots in my rankings.
Oh, yeah. We'll have NBA predictions in a couple weeks. So.
Oh boy, I'm ecstatic.
I'll be pretty triggered.
I've had a great off season, so I'm lit.
We both had pretty good off seasons.
Yeah, I'm lit. It's off season, so
yeah. Well, this was fun.
It was a great time. Glad to have
we'll
you back.
We'll see how the season shapes up. All right. Peace.